Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Well, after a year-long investigation, there is a report that came out regarding the shooting that occurred at Michigan Oxford High School back in November of 2021. And, you know, here's the thing. When they're constantly describing gun control as the means of our salvation, when it comes to crime, when it comes to these sort of moral aberrations against society. With the, you know, that whole thing about actually enforcing the laws on the books, a lot of people go, oh, how, you know, about it. Here is an example of this. Because if you look at the report, this shooting that occurred could have been prevented. A lot of red flags, a lot of warnings, a lot of gaps, and a lot of deficiency in security preparedness and implementation. So, on November 29th, the day before the shooting, a teacher alerted school administrators that the shooter had been looking at an image of bullets in class. Not in and of itself damning, but okay, you've got my attention. Later in the day, the same teacher sent an index card to administration upon which the shooter had drawn a picture of a person holding a gun. Things are beginning to add up a little bit now, but, you know, nobody notified at this point. On November 30th, the shooter was caught watching a violent video in his first class of the day, despite having been warned the day before not to do that. Again, the teacher notified administration. And even more concerning was his behavior in his second class. Teacher noted the shooter had written on his math assignment paper the following: the thoughts won't stop, help me, blood everywhere, my life is useless, and the world is dead. He'd also drawn pictures of a crime scene body with multiple holes in it and blood flowing. But when this boy was taken to the school counselor's office, he had crossed out most of the concerning statements and said he wrote, "I love my life," and "OHS rocks." The boy's parents were then called to come to the school and were asked to take their son for mental health treatment that day. They said they had to get back to work and could not take him. Now, like most students today, this boy had a backpack, and that was brought to the office. None of the school officials asked for consent to search his backpack. Later, the shooter testified to a defense psychologist that he was relieved for the first time in his life when he was in the counselor's office because he just knew the sheriffs would burst into the office and arrest him. After all they had witnessed, he felt there would be no way that they wouldn't search his backpack. Well, they didn't search his backpack, and had they done so, they would have found a gun and ammunition. And he would use this same weapon later in the day to kill 4 students and injure 5 other students and a teacher. School counselor and the dean of students never asked the parents if their son had access to a firearm. It was concluded that it would be okay to send him back to his classroom as it would be a controlled, supervised setting. And we know that students are happier when they're with their peers. 4 individuals had knowledge of threatening behavior of the shooter, but this was not shared through their computerized database. Had the principal been notified, he would have had the authority to trigger a threat assessment and suicide assessment intervention. Shooter's social media posts would have been checked, which would have revealed he did have access to a firearm. He should never have been sent back to the classroom at this point. Concerns about invasion of privacy should not have precluded a check of his backpack. No one was willing to connect the dots. No one was willing to make a decision. This was bureaucratic inertia at play. There were two security staff members. The armed security guard had the day off, and the school resource officer was off-site at another school. They had an understanding between them that it would be a good idea for one of the other of them always be present at the school, but it was not an official policy to require it. They have, at this school, 177 surveillance cameras throughout the school. On this day, there was nobody monitoring them. Had this been done, information as to where the shooter was could have been relayed via the PA system so that students and staff would know where not to evacuate to. It is not realistic to expect one person to monitor that many cameras. However, there is AI-powered software that can utilize existing cameras to monitor cameras and alert the human observer. Then a real-time alert could be sent to school officials and local police. The PA system in the high school was often, it was messed up. Communications were often garbled and hard to hear and did not access certain locations. There was also a dangerous situation that existed for students because of the inability to lock down the bathrooms and doors from outside courtyards. The bathrooms did not have speakers for students to receive alert communications. One of the students was shot and killed in the bathroom. Another was killed as he entered from a courtyard into the hallway where the shooter was. It is common practice in schools not to provide lockdown devices for bathrooms, and that is due to concern for self-harm, assaults, and drug use that would prevent staff from entering. But there are such things as panic buttons that you could install in bathrooms, and night lock barricading devices with an overriding component placed near the bathroom would have compensated for this. Opponents of having armed security guards in school complain about turning schools into armed fortresses, and they say that armed SROs are costly. But you got retired police and military citizens who could be contracted for much less, and you know, in certain school districts, you have grants allocated for school safety. Administration does not prioritize the hiring of armed security with this grant. Opponents also say the school shooters are often suicidal and the presence of armed guards is not a deterrent to them. And they ignore those events wherein it was clearly established that the shooters searched for sites with the absence of armed, you know, resistance, like the South Carolina shooting and the Nashville trans shooter, you know, Sandy Hook, those kind of things. And nowadays, as school board hearings, they normally have armed people in case the domestic terrorists get out of hand. You have armed security for sporting events and concerts and VIPs. And the ideology of leftists is to remove guns from society in general, but it doesn't make sense to have guns in school to them. With that thinking, then why do we have armed security anywhere? We have armed security in hospitals and airports and government buildings. The inability to solve the gun debate issue doesn't preclude providing protection now for these people. Why don't children merit the same level of concern? So, a lot of things have been said and a lot of things have been put in place over the course of time. And in the interim, all of this is in a, you know, like in this particular case, this was just a cascade of errors and inadequacy that made it all but inevitable this was going to happen. And this kid apparently, according to this kid, you know, according to his testimony to a psychologist, he wanted to be caught. And they didn't catch him. They had a chance to catch him, an opportunity to catch him, but they didn't catch him because they were too busy and the bureaucratic inertia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Gavin DeBecker said this. He said, intuition is knowing something is wrong, but not knowing why. And we are going to have to rely increasingly on intuition and looking at the subtext to get a realistic idea of what's happening within the continental U.S. and the Middle East. You've got a lot of deliberate misinformation that's coming from the woke government officials and their media puppets, and they're trying to downplay and underreport the genuine terrorist attacks and other violent crimes strictly for self-serving political reasons. And to give you an example, when woke leftist rioters are destroying homes and businesses and invading, burning down government buildings, they assure us that this is all a mostly peaceful demonstration. And yet when somebody on the right, invades government buildings, this is reported as an insurrection worse than 9/11 and a threat to democracy. When Major Nidal Hassan murdered 13 and injured 3 times more than the number during a shooting spree at Fort Hood in 2009, the DOD reported this blatant terrorist attack as merely workplace violence. When college girls are physically assaulted and attacked and beaten and raped on college campuses, a lot of times in their own rooms, sometimes in classroom buildings, college police, under heavy pressure from the administrators, will just report it as simple assault. It would not be recorded as rape because doting parents won't send their children to colleges where girls are raped, but a simple assault can always be explained away and then quickly buried as an altercation between students. Political violence, anti-Jewish violence, cartel violence, and violent crime in general are all rapidly stepping up, and it is all routinely covered up, underreported, and apologized for by the media. And so, based upon this input that you guys are getting, a lot of people are getting this, and maybe not you particularly that are listening to this, but a lot of other people, America is currently far less safe than most might imagine. We have understrength police departments, and combined in a lot of areas with non-prosecution, non-incarceration, and violent criminals, that's now the normal thing. So they're far less than protected. And we have relearned recently that when murderous terrorists come after us, the professional protectors are hours away. Imagine that. And in the interim, to have any sort of a chance, you have to be armed. And if you're unarmed, you have no chance. And just remember this. Amateurs built the Ark, but professionals built the Titanic. Now, along with this, okay, take this into consideration. If you're new to the gun thing and everything and you're out there, well, how do you carry a gun? Let's start with this quote. Foolishness is more than just being stupid. It is that deadly combination of arrogance and ignorance. Recently, we saw a video of Israeli ambulance drivers doing their best to save the injured on 7 October, and they deployed in an active combat zone to retrieve the wounded. And what I'm about to tell you is not intended to diminish their bravery at all. But you see one deployed driver maneuvering a gurney while carrying a rifle, and his partner's nearby providing security with a pistol. And he's holding the pistol at eye level in his strong hand while pinching the rear of the slide with his left. He's doing this because he doesn't have a round chambered, and he's accustomed to carrying the pistol with the chamber empty. And even as he's going into a gunfight active area, he has not chambered a round. And when he has to shoot, he obviously plans to pull the slide to the rear and release it quickly, then aim and press the trigger. Now, under the daring military genius, Judas Maccabeus, he's called the Hammerer, and he's the author of the famous Maccabean Rebellion against the Seculicids, celebrated by Jews to this day as Hanukkah. And the world witnessed southern Israel had been conquered by Babylonians in 586 BC. For the first time since then, an independent Jewish state emerged in Palestine and exists there for 79 years between 142 BC and 63 BC. Then in 63 BC, Judea and all of Palestine became a vassal state under Imperial Rome, as did all other regions in the vicinity of the Mediterranean. And in fact, the entire Mediterranean became little more than a Roman lake. A politically autonomous Jewish state would not reemerge for another 2,011 years when in 1949 AD, the modern state of Israel, audaciously claimed its independence. And at that time, what would become Israel was a British protectorate as frightened Jewish families from all around the world flooded into the area in the wake of World War II and the Holocaust. Now, in 1948, the British were no more enthusiastic about the idea of armed citizens than they are today. They had just taken a bunch of weapons we gave them and thrown them into the English Channel. So the British royal family, along with nearly every other royal family in Europe, had been scared to death when they saw the entire Romanov family brutally murdered by the Bolsheviks just 4 months after the World War One ended. And British King George and Russian Tsar Nicholas were cousins. So ever since, the British had wanted to make sure only government officials have guns, and they imposed the philosophy everywhere they had influence. So when Israel was preparing to break away and become an independent nation, and local Islamics had every bit as much affection for Jews as they do today, Jews living in what would become the nation of Israel began to smuggle in guns. All kinds of guns. In fact, so many different kinds of pistols ended up in Israel, despite the efforts of the British to stop it, that it was unofficially decided by Israelis that pistol would be routinely carried with an empty cart chamber in order to cut down on unintentional discharges, at least theoretically. And this practice has become known as the Israeli method. Now, shortly after Israel was officially recognized by the UN, at that point, the modern factory-produced arms and ammunition could be legally imported as well as domestically manufactured, so most of the old generation of worn-out guns were promptly retired. So, still today, though, the Israeli method is practiced. And this is because of this cultural lag that the British impose. This is an obsolete way to carry a modern pistol. So, I get that, there's some homage being paid here and everything, but at the same time, you don't honor George Washington by carrying a flintlock rifle. The period weapons of George Washington time, now they reside in a museum, and we get to carry modern weapons and adhere to modern weapon protocol. And I sincerely, sincerely wish the Israelis would catch up with this. I mean, that is still pretty much, even with the modern pistols, they carry an empty chamber. I've seen the way they train to do it and everything. It's pretty quick. It's pretty fast and everything. It still takes more time than drawing the gun and pulling the trigger. So they need to catch up. They need to be successful, and we need to learn from their mistake. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are engaged in clashes with Hamas fighters in Gaza's two largest cities today, marking the third month of the ongoing conflict. Simultaneously, Qatari officials are making efforts to resume negotiations for the release of hostages following a breakdown in talks. The White House is raising concerns regarding indications that Israel might have improperly utilized U.S.-manufactured white phosphorus munitions.
Anytime that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it will be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the administration intends to question Israeli officials. Increasing numbers of Americans are choosing to travel by plane or car during the holiday season, indicating a continued rebound from the impact of COVID-19. AAA forecasts that over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I was looking at this whole COP28 thing, and I'm watching what they're doing right there, and they're imitating the whole gun control scheme with climate change. Even though we had our climate czar, John Fastboat Fraud Cherry out there, he didn't give a rip. Or he actually gave a rip that interrupted his talk on carbon releases. The audience pretended not to hear that, but the climate alarmists are used to the pretense. Because they're pretending that the world will end in 2031 from warming and that temperatures are rising so fast that you and I are going to be fried. But there's no evidence of this. There is a lot of evidence that the temperatures are getting colder. And as John Casey explained in his book, Dark Winter, how the sun is causing a 30-year cold spell, there's evidence that temperatures will get a lot colder. He says the sun is going into a deep hibernation for the next 30 years, but that evidence is not reported in the mainstream media, which is still manufacturing stories to support the global warming thesis. The idea not just that temperatures are getting somewhat warmer from their extreme lows of the Little Ice Age that ended around 1850, but that warming is a catastrophe instead of a blessing. Now, where I live in the southeastern United States, we just had sort of a chilly Thanksgiving. Almost a near record cold. But you wouldn't know that from watching the news. The media are quick to report record highs, but they don't report the record lows. And if you go out there looking through the various AIs that are available on the various websites, you're not going to find anything other than something programmed to support the global warming thesis. No matter when you go ask them. And it should be easy to search for something as simple as record low temperatures for December 2023. But it is not. You could ask, just to make it easy, record low as U.S. temperatures for November 2023. But again, sorry, I couldn't find any information is what you would get. Record lows has been scratched from the web. And if you search for climate is cooling, you get responses like best cooling system for your home. Now, there is a 2019 piece from Science Times arguing that the climate is actually cooling and that the global temperatures were to continue to decline for another two decades or more. And the question posed by Science Times is just how much colder will it get and what will be the effect of these cold temperatures. In previous cold periods, including the fairly recent Dalton minimum from 1790 to 1830, and the Maunder minimum of the early 17th century, the cold lowered agricultural production and brought about hunger and suffering. How's that going to work now? If global temperatures fall, it is inevitable that food prices will rise, which, you know, we've got that going on right now at this very minute. And this may not cause starvation in developed countries, but it will be in poor nations. And climate alarmists are just making things worse by blocking those who could or should or would plan for colder temperatures. And we seem to have entered another period of solar minimums that will cause temperatures to fall. The gains that we've made in food production over the past 30 years, some due to warming temperatures and opening up of previously frozen land in the northern temperate zone, are going to be reversed. If temperatures fall dramatically, there could be a bidding war for food, and for those at the bottom, they will starve. For those of us who actually care about all of human life, as conservatives purport to do, should we do what we can to prepare for that future? Now, progressives under Biden and Obama have done nothing except blow hot air while they raise the U.S. to federal debt to over $34 trillion. So much that, with interest on the debt, there will be little to respond to a food crisis. This is why Speaker Mike Johnson and other House conservatives are trying to cut the rate of spending. Even in an affluent country like the USA, we get to see bread lines and soup kitchens feeding millions. The other question becomes, how cold does it have to get before the left would take global cooling seriously? And there's been severe cold already this fall, despite the webmaster's efforts to censor the facts. And the upper atmosphere is already some 14 degrees below what is considered normal. Now, for New York City, the highest temperature ever recorded was 106 on July 9th, 1936. St. Louis recorded its record high on July 14th, 1954. The highest ever for Dallas was 115 on August 18th, 1909. For Los Angeles, 110 on September 26th, 1963. And none of those records, nor thousands of others, came from global warming. Likewise, the recent cold temperatures, which the mainstream media and the government-aligned media refuse to report, are proof the science is not settled with regard to global warming. It would be so refreshing if they would just report the truth, not the bizarre theories about how the recent cold results from global warming. Here's the problem with this. In much the same thing, in much the same vein, if you will, as they pursue gun control, they're telling you something's going to happen if you do not bow to what they think you should be doing. And in fact, what's going to happen is going to be the opposite, just like it is with gun control. They tell us all the time, well, if we have gun control, there'll be no more crime. And yet we keep seeing over and over again where there is a lot of gun control, there's all kinds of crime. And slowly the pushback has begun. But with global warming, what we're being told now is we're going to become this huge ball of fire. And we have to stop farming. And we have to stop eating meat and doing things like this in order to save the environment. Except this isn't about saving the environment. We can't save the environment. The environment is in charge of us. We can hold it back. We can keep it at bay. But it keeps coming. It keeps coming. So it'd be really nice and refreshing for this. Now, the last few years have been cold. And it's going to keep getting colder. And what we could be doing is telling the truth. But what we're not doing is we're not preparing. And even in the best of prepper, I mean, I don't know how much prepping you would have to do to be able to withstand a cold, one of these minimums that we go through, which seems to last decades. I mean, the only thing you could possibly do is build an indoor garden that you can somehow keep the right temperature and keep the humidity level right, and then guard it. That would be, I mean, this would be a mammoth undertaking. Yeah, and you'd have to have the same thing for livestock. We'd have to make everything indoors in a cooling period like this in order to maintain things. It's doable. It's eminently doable, but are we doing it? No, we're doing nothing like this. I don't know what you do with the photosynthesis part. I guess you'd have to do sun lamps. But, I mean, we could look at the marijuana growers. all these underground marijuana farms that you've seen referenced to in movies, that's all based on fact. I guess it's doable, but it would be expensive. But instead of doing this, we've spent trillions of dollars on global warming and being herded into electric cars and all this other nonsense. And we're going in the wrong direction, just like gun control does. It's the wrong direction to take yourself in. So when you see this, and you're out there, and you say, what does this have to do with being a gun owner? It has everything to do with it, because the end result is the same. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Government has tried to restrict your gun rights a lot over and over and over again. And in more than one case, they have been rebuffed. And right now we have another case of firearms, or another case on firearms that's going to the Supreme Court. And this one has some ancillary political pressure. Now, the thing that I think that I find the most interesting about this is that, as controversial as this topic is for other people, you would think we would see all kinds of judicial interventions on a routine basis. Well, that isn't the case. So it's instructive to look at history in both in terms of numbers and results. And you would find that it notably excludes discussion of cases relying on the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, and some cases where Second Amendment protections were mentioned in decisions on other issues of law, but did not directly address the right to bear arms. Like the U.S. versus Cruikshank, 1875, which was actually a civil rights case, and the court ruled that the Constitution bars the action of Congress, not the actions of private citizens, in depriving freed slaves of their civil rights. Now, that would not happen today. That's not a valid argument at all. You don't have to go to law school to figure that one out. But it was in keeping with the times at the time. And it was the refusal of the KKK to allow freed slaves to be armed that brought the case before the court. And subsequent legislation would nullify that ruling, but that legislation would not and does not address the actions of politicians as a criminal violation. Dred Scott is notable in the same vein. That was the one that denied the citizenship rights of free Negroes. Also addressed the Second Amendment by noting it as a right of all free men, and it would give them the full liberty of speech in public and in private upon all subjects upon which its own citizens might speak, to hold public meetings upon political affairs, and to keep and carry arms wherever they want. in Presser versus Illinois, they ruled that the Second Amendment is a right of individuals, not the right of militias. And that case addressed whether there is a constitutional right of citizens to form private or community military organizations. And the court ruled that there is not. And that is actually the first ruling where the Second Amendment is recognized as a personal individual right, although the court gets to it through a back door. But remember that one, Presser versus Illinois. And regardless of the court's intent, the ruling clearly sets a precedent that had not previously been set, at least not by the high court. And then they didn't say nothing for the next 50 years. And then, influenced by their previous ruling in Presser, it produced a ruling in support of the National Firearms Act in U.S. versus Miller in 1934. And that is the most interesting ruling in the Second Amendment history. Miller was charged with owning a shotgun with a barrel shorter than 18 inches and without paying the requisite tax on that firearm, a violation of the 1934 NFA. Miller relied upon the Second Amendment, but the court ruled that there was no history of short-barreled shotguns being used in military service, and that type of firearm, therefore, is not covered by the Second Amendment. Think about what I just said. This resulting test indicates that guns that are commonly used or at least suitable for use in the military service are covered by the Second Amendment, whereas others are not. And in the common era of chance for bans, the decision protecting only weapons of war is very rarely discussed, except the NFA and, you know, U.S. versus Miller establishes that unless it had a military analog, it wasn't covered by the Second Amendment. And it's interesting that the NFA was the nation's first legislative attempt to restrict gun ownership for all citizens and residents of the U.S. And it stood for 90 years without being specifically addressed by the court aside from that one case. Nor have they addressed the legality of taxing a constitutional right, essentially making that right more protected for higher socioeconomic classes than the common man. In the 1930s, $200 was a car. You know? 70 years later, we would see Heller, where the court essentially upheld its 1886 ruling that keeping rights is an individual right, keeping arms is an individual right. 2 years later, McDonald, and it ruled that the 14th Amendment incorporates the Second Amendment in its protections, and the states are prohibited from infringing the Second Amendment just as Congress is. And in 2020, we have a footnote where the city of New York attempted a similar infringement but repealed its law before the courts could rule on its constitutionality, effectively depriving the citizens of what would have almost certainly been another ruling that barred government from violating individual rights, which brings us to the Bruin case. And even though they had nullified that one thing in 2020 in New York, they were back again in 2022. And that was where the Bruin case came in. This court stopped just short of finding actions by the states to permit a constitutional violation, but essentially disallowed all permitting not based on shall issue premise. So, in short, permitting schemes using only criteria other than a background check are not allowed by the new ruling. That seems fairly straightforward, but the language of the court has fueled angst for certain judges, as it always does. The dilemma seems to be linked to a new standard for judicial review of firearm laws that requires that modern laws be consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. So, it is of a lot of interest to me that one of the most hotly assaulted civil rights as guaranteed by the Constitution has been before the Supreme Court only 6 times. And half of those were within the last 15 years. And the 7th case being heard on November 7th is Rahimi. The NFA itself has yet to be challenged at the Supreme Court level, nor has any modification in the bill been challenged. The 1986 machine gun ban has been tested in the lower courts, but it has been upheld only under provisions of the Commerce Clause of the United States Constitution. In fact, in 1991, the U.S. District Court for Central Illinois ruled in U.S. versus Rock Island Armory that the possession of a machine gun cannot be prosecuted under the provisions of the National Firearms Act, but allowed a conviction to stand under the Commerce Clause. Now, that was not an appellate precedent. The decision was not challenged. Probably to avoid a precedent that certain factions would find contrary to efforts to disarm you. So now the Biden administration brings in Rahimi, a domestic abuser, because he's an attractive person to deny constitutional rights given his history of alleged abuse and an active restraining order, which the administration obviously feels provides an opportunity to obtain a precedent for restricting rights. But the question is whether a conviction is required to meet the burden of denying rights. And of more interest than that, Rahimi is accompanied by pressure from the left to relieve the judiciary of the burden of stare decisis and a confusion ensuing from the Bruin decision. Now, the Second Amendment was clearly written in 8th grade English, and the only perceived uncertainty is a reference to militias, which is actually an argument of syntax. And even if that issue had merit, that was resolved by Presser in 1886. So, given, you know, it's puzzling now for them to say, well, you know, with Bruin directing the judiciary to reference such a clear line of precedent, I don't see how this has created a dilemma for anybody. The consistency of the application and interpretation of law is perhaps the most required of the tenets that makes us unique here in the West. And the courts do not randomly change positions on law. Murder is illegal. It has always been illegal. Procedural issues on admissibility and validity of evidence, the rules of courts regarding process, or even the penalties, that changes. But the law making the taking of a human life with malice a forethought illegal remains consistent throughout the history of the nation, and even before we were a nation. So the elements of a valid contract are essentially unchanged since the nation's founding. So this reliance on historical decision is not new, or as some have claimed, out of left field. In fact, this is very, very, very ingrained, and, you know, and they call it stare decisis, which this defines as let the decision stand. The doctrine of precedent is indeed the heart of the entire common law system. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.